It's Maddie here. It's you back. I've lost Maddie.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
You're there. Oh, great.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, all. Right, I don't know if that worked, Julie. If not,
I want to try.
I can send stuff to you and you can do it. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I think that worked. Right.
How is everybody?
How is everybody?
So many people today.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Is the sound not good on the TV?
Okay. This is a few more.
I'm going to put colorized.
Yeah, I think we can make it work, Julia.
Yeah? Okay. Well, in case I'm here anyway, so we'll
figure
it out.
Yeah. Ah, hello, everybody. Familiar faces there.
Some new and some familiar. That's amazing.
Yeah. Somebody's clearly on holiday, Susan. Although I've just come back from Turkey, so I need to shut up really quick.
Right.
It's quite a few.
Are we ready? Yeah?
Yeah, go
Amazing.
For it.
All right. So, where's Maddie? I've lost her again, but it's okay.
Morning,
everybody. Yes, you're there. I can see you now. I can see you now. So, we've been talking about this call for a very long time because we both get so many questions about minis. Newborn minis, selling them, how to price them. If you see me stopping, it's because I'm letting people in. How to price them, how to shoot them, what to do, all sorts of questions. And we thought, I always thought, well, I know Maddie, I know how she does it, and it's quick and easy. She sells them well, they work, and who else should I invite to talk about minis and newborns? So if you're okay, Maddie, what we're going to do, let's start from the objections or struggles that I hear the most whenever I talk about minis, and then I'll shut up. And then if you want to chat, when we chat about pricing, I'm happy to discuss that, obviously.
Okay.
And then we'll do a little bit of a Q&A. So the first thing that I hear a lot is we talk about minis and it's like, oh, they take too long. It almost takes me as long as it takes me to do a full session. Just one thing before I let you talk. If you guys have questions, put them in the chat and start thinking questions while we talk, so I read them out to Maddie. Mm. I'm done.
how long they take. My philosophy on mini sessions is, well, it's the clues in the name, really. They should be your client for you. So for me, a mini session is something that I use not to be a mainstay in my income, because of my full newborn sessions to do that, because they obviously earn me the most money. But who need to step up, who can't afford a full session, or whose baby is too old for a full newborn. And having a mini structured well and priced well sweeps up for the people really nicely. But because they're a lot cheaper, I don't want them to include the same amount of work for myself, because that isn't mini for me then. It's only mini for them. Or to slot them in around full sessions. So I put a lot of effort into my full newborn sessions, but I don't want to put anywhere near that amount of effort into a session that's only yielding me a small amount of the income. So it's structured in a way that means that I could do a full session, full mini session And I do two different types, a standard one and I do a wrapped one. And the client, obviously, they're slightly different prices, but not only by £10. And they are basically, I can shoot it, edit it, and get it to the client within an hour. Okay. Now, there obviously are other factors in that. I know it's very, very carefully structured, and I know how to light and I know how to edit. And that is exactly the same process, regardless of what newborn session I'm doing. I light the same way and I edit the same way. So I can literally strip it right down. And therefore, and I haven't obviously had to do it very often, or haven't had the fortune to do it very often, but I could technically do 4 or 5 newborn minis a day if you had a rush on. So,
Mandy, I'm going to pause you a moment because there are some of them are saying they can hear breaking up.
Oh, I do apologize. Let me see if I can do something about that. 2 seconds. I might disappear. I'm going to switch my Wi-Fi over.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary. No, it's only me. Might be very boring if she doesn't get back for you all. I'm muting everybody. Don't worry about it. Everybody else is muted at the moment. It's me and Maddie, hopefully coming back.
Am I back? Can you all hear me?
You are back.
Hey.
That's much better for me. It's much better.
Can you hear me a bit better now? Good.
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. Do I need to repeat any of that then? Would it be better? Hi, Maddie.
It would probably be better because they were saying they couldn't hear. So.
Right. Okay. Okay, I'll repeat. Apologies if you've already just listened to me waffle that crap. Basically, minis are mini for the client, but also got to be mini for you. Okay. So I want to make most of my income from a full newborn session. They are the mainstay. So a mini session is not to replace that. It's to sweep up those clients who can't afford a full session or whose baby is slightly too old for a full newborn session. For me, it's about 3-4 weeks and then I won't do a full newborn. I will do something else. So, but mostly the people who book a mini are people who can't afford a full session. So bearing that in mind, they have to be priced accordingly. They have to be a lot cheaper, but they have to be a lot less work for me, because if it's the same amount of work for me, then it's not a mini for me. It's only a mini for them. And then if you break it down in terms of what you're being paid per hour, it's not the same at all. Okay. So if you bear in mind that my minis are about £170-£175 for an hour, I can shoot it, edit it, and deliver it to the client within an hour. That's a pretty good hourly rate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So on a good day, I could probably get 4 or 5 in one day. Okay. So because they're so cheap and because I'm very good at getting them down to an hour's work,
mm-hmm.
then I can slot them in anywhere. I could do one in the afternoon after a full session. I could do 2 in an afternoon after a full newborn session.
And you mentioned you have 2 types of minis.
Yeah, I have a standard mini. So it's basically baby from birth upwards to about 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do any... I don't plan anything. So however the baby is handed to me, once they're settled, I shoot. So it doesn't matter whether they're awake or asleep to me. It doesn't matter at all. As long as I can create 5 images that are all completely different to one another, then that's it. And also, I'm not including parents in any of these, by the way, parents, siblings, or anything else. So the first one is on the posing table only, 1 colour. The parent mm-hmm. will choose the colour. So I don't know if you can see, you know, the I've got there a selection of little mattresses by Original Photoblock. Some of you will know what they are. Okay. Now I have those in several colours and the parents are asked to pick one colour, and then I will choose a fabric and a hat and a headband and a cheesecloth wrap or a knit wrap to match. And that's it, one colour, not mixing up colours or anything. And that's the first session, which is the basic mini session. The second one is a wrapped. And they again choose colour, they choose a colour. And then I can grab a fur and a headband and a wrap, cheesecloth wrap, and a little teddy or something. And I'll use floor props. So I will see if I can show you examples. Yeah? Okay, so can everybody see this? So this one?
Yes.
Can you see that? Okay, so that is a standard wrapped. So I've already got on the floor the heart bowl, the basket, the crate. The bed is then set up with that colour as well. And then I do a silhouetted sort of backlit shot against the softbox. Okay, so that is one example of a wrapped. And regardless of what colour the parent chooses, I do exactly the same shots for every baby. Yeah, but some of these are old, so do forgive me if the editing looks a bit off. Okay, so that's a wrap. Now, the standard mini, I think he was about 6 weeks old. I just go with whatever the baby gives me, basically. So he started off awake, I wrapped him and he dozed off, and I could do some rudimentary posing with him. But that's it. One colour again, no props, no parents, no siblings, no nothing else on a basic one. Okay. What's that one? That's again a wrapped. Yeah. And you can pop in a fricati to mix it up. But it's basically five images. And the key to it is I only shoot for five images. That's it. I don't shoot. Don't overshoot. So
someone was actually asking, do you stop after you have four or five images? And I know we spoke about this.
Yeah, I shoot for five. I go, and obviously you've got one shot set up. So I'm going to take three or four to make sure I've got the focus right, because the babies might pull a face or something. But I'm shooting for five. And once I've got five, that's it. So basically when the parents come in, I will sit down and say, this is how it works. I always ask for the baby to be fed before they come, so that we haven't got all that going on, because I don't need to go to the same lengths with a mini as I do with a full newborn, where I take the baby and I want to get to know the baby because I'm going to be working with them for 2 or 3 hours. This is a quick plonk them down, wrap them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, off you go. That's it.
And am I right thinking, I think I remember you have actually collages that you send them to show the five images?
Well, I don't show them. I choose them. And let me share again what I actually do, if I can remember where I put one. Desktop, possibly. There we go. So they then get one of these included. So they get the five images. And then they get a Facebook collage, which has obviously got my logo in. So when they use it on their Facebook cover photo, and it's sized to fit a Facebook cover photo. So it's a nice little bit of advertising for me as well.
But on the website, we have sort of a collage that gives them an idea of what they're going to get. Am I correct? Do you remember? Yeah. So they know.
Yeah, they also get a brochure, a PDF brochure that tells them how it works. It's all very carefully explained. That they don't get a choice. I will choose the five. I only shoot for five. They get the five. They get the collage. Off they go. And they're quite happy with that, because I have people coming back with their next baby and choosing exactly the same mini, so they've got similar images.
So, and that takes us to the other. I think we're going to cover some of the questions that are in the chat, because I'm told or asked, well, I always end up overshooting, so then everything takes longer.
Yeah.
What can they do?
Well, I think the thing is, it's about being disciplined with yourself. Overshooting is common anyway. I think most of us do it or have done it. but I want them to be in and out the door pretty quickly. And they are told, if the baby's sound asleep, and I'm doing a wrapped, I will say, listen, if your baby's fine, this could take 10 minutes. And they're going, oh, brilliant. And you'll get your photos by the end of the day. Oh, wicked, brilliant. You know, no hanging about. It's a mini. That's what a mini is. But the quality of the images doesn't change. This is the thing. If you're very structured, then you know exactly what you're looking for. So I know exactly what images I'm looking for, especially with the wraps. I can go straight to them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, done. I mean, it takes longer to wrap the baby than it does to shoot the session. But it's about being very, very disciplined and having it in your head that this is not simply a stripped back full newborn. There's no point shooting 7 setups and then just trying to pick 5 images, because that's overshooting, that's overcomplicating it, that's overworking it.
Okay. I have one question that I also get a lot is, if parents ask for a mini session but want to swap one photo of the 5 for one with siblings, do you allow this?
No, it's quite simple. If they want siblings and parent shots, then they can book a full session. But it's about how you get them to actually booking a mini. Some people just go, I want a mini session, in which case they are told exactly how it works. They're told, the brochure tells them that there's nothing else included, that they can't have the parents' shots and they can't have the sibling shots because it's a mini. And if they would like those, then they are obviously welcome to book a full newborn session. And then they're told all about that. But if they want a mini, they're told from the off what a mini includes.
Can you give, so the other aspect in terms of minis taking too long or the need for them to be priced higher is, oh, but my editing takes so long anyway, I cannot sell them for it. We'll talk, there's many questions about pricing, but yeah, we'll cover that in a moment. So so can you give tips in that sense? So the editing takes so long and the whole post session.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing with that is to refine your editing process. And for me, I mean, obviously as a trainer, what I see an awful lot is people who, especially in one-to-ones, when I'm going to their studio, they're saying, oh, my sessions take me 17 years to edit or something. And then I turn up and I correct their lighting. And it is lighting, because quite often when editing takes forever, it's because the lighting isn't right. And if you're not lighting correctly, you're causing all sorts of editing problems with underexposure and overexposure, and trying to remove shadows where you don't want them, and trying to edit hotspots and getting underexposed orange babies or overexposed bleached babies, all of which cause you huge editing problems. But if you can light, then your editing will take 2 minutes per image, or should take two minutes per image. Obviously, you get babies who've got terrible skin, and it might take you a little bit longer. But there is an element of, if your client is paying for a service, it's not their problem how long it takes you. Okay, you can't, if your editing takes you forever, that's almost not your client's problem. That's something you need to fix. They shouldn't pay more because you can't edit quickly, because that's not their issue. I can actually edit a full newborn session in 2 hours, but I'm still making them wait a week because I don't want them to think it's that easy.
One more question. If on the day baby is settled and you fly through the mini and the parents ask for a photo, would you do that as an extra for a charge?
No, because it's a mini session. They've paid it in advance for a start. They're told if they want extras that they have to pay for a full session.
Yeah.
I have had parents say, well, can we do parent shots? I go, no, this is a mini, we're done now. But if you'd like to book a family session, then we can absolutely do that for you. But it's never happened. Nobody, I mean, once they did that and then they didn't book it, which is fine, because it's extra cost. And they were trying to be cheeky, getting me to take an extra image when they were clearly paying for 5 and they were told they were paying for 5. So if they want more, not happening.
There's a few questions now about, are you able to upsell from a mini session? Do you choose the images? And this takes us a little bit into pricing, how you sell them. Those who work with me know not to upselling. The issue is always, or the doubt is always, oh, am I underselling my full sessions? And in my opinion, if you do, your mini is right, not, because it's a completely different marketing tool, price a different way. And in my opinion, the issue with the need to upselling is I shoot too many images. I always shoot. It takes too long. I want to make that extra £80 or 90 or whatever. What do you think about that?
If you look at your full newborn session, okay, so for a lot of us, a newborn session, 2 to 4 hours, 4 or 5, 6 setups, parent shots, siblings. If you are pricing that correctly and selling that correctly, your mini sessions are just little extras, really. They're sweeping up the people who wouldn't book you at all otherwise. So they shouldn't really be the mainstay of your price of your income. They should be extra. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because your newborn photographers to make money from your full sessions, you know, anything from £400 or £500 up to a couple of thousand for us lucky ones, right? Occasionally. All right. But if you are relying on your mini sessions to make all your money or your income, then you probably need to look at how you're pricing your full sessions and get those nailed and get the marketing right for that from that lady over there, right? And about how you can actually make the money from those. And your minis are just the sweep-ups. So, for example, Lou, my assistant, when we get a newborn inquiry and somebody goes, oh, I can't really afford it, then Lou will very lovely go, well, we've got this other thing. Or if somebody says, well, I've got an 8-week-old, well, how about this other session, this mini session that we do? And also for people who inquire about a newborn session and then they ghost you, get back in touch. And if it's a pricing problem, you should always follow up anyway. But if it's a pricing problem, then that's where you would offer a mini session.
About that, there's another question that is and always spoke about, discuss all the time, which is, oh, how does the mini compare with my 5 images if you're following Magic structure? And in my view is it should be cheaper. There's no relation between the two. Mini should be cheaper than your 5 images. It's a completely different service. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, a pen versus a laptop. The pen should be cheaper.
I mean the thing is, if you your 5 digital package, if you do a 5 digital package, is for selling images from a full newborn session where you've got a gallery of 20 odd images that you've been paid a lot of money for, hope to get paid a lot of money for, because you put 3 or 4 hours of your time into all that creativity, sweating and all the rest of it, being crapped on. The full newborn session is more money for a reason, and therefore your 5 digitals is a reflection of that work. The mini session is not the same thing. Don't get confused by those 5 digitals to the 5 digitals that you get produced from a mini session. They are a completely different product altogether, and they shouldn't be priced the same. I mean, I don't actually sell one. I don't sell one digital. I don't sell 5. I don't even sell 10. It's packages or nothing, or all of them, right? But if somebody did say to me, how much is one digital after a full newborn session, it's £50. Mm-hmm. But for a mini, because it's going to be so quick and easy for me to do, it's literally 175 for 5.
For 5.
Mm. It's very different.
So do you mind, I mean, you already mentioned it, but do you mind sharing pricing, your prices for minis?
Yeah. Hang on, let me show you if I can. I'm trying to find if I can get. Right. Hang on 2 seconds. I'm going to open up my website and then share that with you. And then you can have a look at my newborn page, and it will show you the minis.
I'll put the link in the chat for everybody.
So newborn photo shoots. So let me now share that. I was going to just share my Chrome, but I've got Facebook open and goodness knows what I've got on there.
That's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Right. So you can see there, newborn photo shoots, okay? And then you've got your collections and packages for a full session. But if you, and then wall art, but if you come down, classic mini, okay? So the photos are a little bit out of date, but you get the idea, okay? So it's very clear what you're getting. Great for up to 3 weeks. It's actually should be more than that. After, it should be 6 weeks. I'll get that changed. Okay. And then, and also it's clear, baby, whether awake or asleep, you can see I got both on that one. And then the wrapped mini. Okay. So very different session. Mm-hmm. And nice and simple pricing. And when they do ask to book, they get a brochure which goes into a little bit more detail. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're a parent and mini newborn as well there. So that's literally six beautifully edited images of parents with the baby and two prints for $255.
And that's more expensive.
Yeah, because that's going to take a little bit of extra work, but there are no images of the baby on their own. It's just with the parents.
Just so that's, with parents.
Yeah. But again, it's simple, around an hour. There's a little bit more work involved. They get a couple of extra images and it's priced accordingly. But again, I can do it in an hour.
Okay. Other questions that I'm seeing, there was one about nappies. Do you keep nappies on for minis?
Yeah, usually do, because that's part of avoiding all the work. I mean, especially with the wraps, no need to take that off at all, because you're basically doing a simple potato sack wrap, and all you're with the one base color over the top. And then I would swap it for a knit and a cheesecloth, depending on which prop I'm putting the baby in. But they're wrapped, so there's no need to take a nappy off with that. And almost always, if they're awake and they are on the standard mini, then I'll keep the nappy on. If you've got a six-day-old bottle fed that's out cold and you think I can get five lovely poses, then I will do that and take the nappy off, because I'm not a fan of nappies on posed newborns. But if the baby's awake, the nappy stays on.
Questions. This is also I see a lot. Do you take payment in advance? I can say yes, you should for minis.
100%.
Do you do IPS for them? No. My answer would be absolutely not.
Absolutely not. I've never upsold. And the thing is, if you think about the kind of people who are going to book a mini, okay, they are the kind of people who can't afford a full session. So why are you doing an IPS and trying to upsell? Get the money and run. It's mini. I mean, just do it, thrash it out, take your 175, whatever it is, and you're done. As soon as you start saying, oh, I've got to try and upsell, then you're putting too much emphasis on that income and concentrate on your full session. Your mini should be no work for you, the least amount of work for you. As soon as you start trying to do online galleries and upselling, then you're not charging enough for it. And then also, how do you now suddenly charge for an extra image? Because as soon as you start trying to upsell, you've now got to shoot for more than five because you're hoping to sell more. Straight away now you're doing more work. Straight away you've now got to have more setups. Straight away you've got to suddenly think outside the five images only box. Then you've got to suddenly edit all these extra images. So now it's taking you more time. So now it's suddenly not a mini at all, is it? Suddenly now you're back to full session. So no.
Plus, if you take them back to the studio, it's more time again for the IPS. Yeah. You send an online gallery, potentially you're sending digitals to people who have no intention of spending anything more.
And how do you price a single one when it's a package? It's five for the it's five images because it's a mini session. How do I then sell one? What do I do? Divide that by what am I selling one for? How do I price that? Based on the fact that my full session for one is £50. It's only cheap because I'm doing it as a mini session. If you go outside the boundaries of that mini session and start doing IPS or online galleries, then it's not a mini session. And then your prices have to go up. And then you might as well not bother with them and just stick with doing full sessions.
I agree. The way I try to explain this to clients is, and the reason why there's no conflict between the two is, if you were to go and buy a car and I was to tell you, you can buy this one for £4,000, but I choose the car you're going to get, or you can spend £10,000 and you get to choose which car you want. Yes. There's no, if I can afford £10,000, I'll go for it because I want to choose the car I want to buy.
Yeah.
Right. I will only go with the other option and limit the choice and be like, well, I'll get whatever you give me if I cannot afford anything more. And the moment you force that choice, there's no conflict between the two.
Exactly. If you give clients choice, then they may, then they're suddenly in the full session territory.
Exactly. Would you be able to share an example gallery of your parent minis?
No. I say that it's because I haven't actually done one in the new studio. For those who don't know, I've only actually been open here since February, and I haven't actually done one, so I don't have any images. I have images on an old computer, so I did them in the old studio, but I haven't done one in the new studio, unfortunately. I'll tell you the six shots that I would go for. I would go for mum and dad, and then the black and white silhouette, and then the hands, and then a couple more of them together. So again, it's very structured, exactly the same shots for every couple, for every family. So, you know, again, because if you turn up at a mini session, any mini session, and go, ooh, I don't know what I'm doing, suddenly you're literally going, oh, crap, making it up as you go, and that's where you overshoot. If you know exactly what poses you're going to go for, okay, you can do that with the wrapped mini and the parents, because with the parent mini, the baby's wrapped also, okay? Unless the baby's super, super settled, in which case I might take the wrap off for the hand shots. But ordinarily, no, it would be wrapped somehow to keep the baby the least amount of problems for myself, make it quicker. The only session that isn't structured is the one that I do on the posing table, because I just go with whatever the baby gives me, and I stop shooting when I know I've got five decent ones. But if you don't know what poses and setups you're going to do, then you're going to end up going outside your hour. You're going to end up floundering and making it up, and then getting duplicate shots, duplicate poses. You have to have it almost written down that this is what you're going to do and what order you're going to do it in.
What age do you do the parent mini up to?
Up to 6 weeks.
6 weeks. We're getting a lot of questions in terms of, when do you pitch the newborn mini versus, do you send, if I inquire, do you give me all of your options, including minis, or not?
No.
Agree.
What happens is, when somebody says, oh, I want to book a newborn session, or tell me about your newborn session, they're given all the information about a full session, because that's my moneymaker. That's what I want them to book. If they then go, oh, can't afford it, then you can go, well, how about this? And then you will present the mini as a viable alternative for people. Or if we don't hear from somebody and she has to go, hi, just checking that you got all the information about the newborn session. If they come back and say, can't afford it, then she'll present it. But it's not presented. You don't want to go, would you like my cheap option, or would you like my expensive option? You go, this is what we do. And they are, if they don't, if only if they say they can't afford it, then you go, well, actually, we've got a cheaper option. But you wouldn't present them both at the same time. That would be foolish, I think, because people, you're putting the idea in people's heads that, oh, let's just do the chip. We don't need 20 images, do we? Let's just have five. Well, that's not what I want.
Exactly.
I don't want minis, really.
It's also from someone who's come to photography from other industries, it is a lot that you need to understand as a client. For you, it's quick and easy to understand. This is a mini, this is a full, this is how it works. You overwhelm people, you risk overwhelming people with choices. And especially these days, the risk is that they'll go for the cheaper one.
Yeah.
Following up is always an issue or uncomfortable for everybody, so use it that way. use it as an extra tool if they see it's too, say it's too much. Or sometimes if you don't hear from people and you're getting closer to the due date or whatever, you can use that as a tool. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go and actively sell something cheaper.
No, exactly. No, I mean, it's on the website, but it's underneath. It's not even directly underneath my full newborn packages. There's my full newborn packages. Then there's a bit about wall art. Then the minis are tucked away at the bottom. So all my newborn sessions are on the same page, but they're not lumped in with the full session. And we certainly don't encourage people to book them. They're only there to sweep up the people who wouldn't book on anything otherwise. At least you're getting something out of these people. But I definitely don't want it to take away from this. Is the other thing, if you make it too close in structure and what you give clients and the time and the work is too close to a full session, and you've suddenly got the same amount of props and the same amount of time and the same amount of setups and the same amount of images, and you do, why would anyone book a full session? They're always going to go for a mini one because it's basically the same thing but cheaper.
I totally agree. And in terms of marketing, I see this tendency or mistake in a way a lot, that is, let me sell some minis, try and sell some minis and then upsell. It's from a marketing point of view, you're not helping yourself.
No,
because if people have more money to spend, then your marketing should be clear and they should book a full session.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is the best session.
Would you be able to share the brochure with the instructor that you sent for mini sessions?
Yes. I have 2 seconds. I will find that. Right. So for those of you who don't know, what we do is we have a flipbook hosted on our website, which the parents get. And it looks like this. 2 seconds. Okay, classic mini newborn guide. Okay, you even get the noise. So this is the same on everything that I do, but basically it's where we are, because my God, people need to know. And then what you'll get. So examples, for example, of what is exactly is involved. Feed the baby, dress baby in simple clothing, who it's for, that sort of thing. No, an explanation about how no two are the same, and it's baby led. This gives you a typical idea, an idea of a typical session. And that's that. Okay.
I love that it's so short. This is what, not about minis, but in general, I'm seeing so many guides, 40, 50 pages. Guys, nobody's going to read 50 pages.
No, exactly. I mean, I've got all mine sitting here, as you can see. There's lots of them. The mini session, is that the wrapped? It might be the wrapped one. And again, the wrapped mini session. Oh, this is a brochure for all of them, I think.
For all the minis.
Yeah, so you've got the classic mini and then the wrapped mini. And it just tells you the difference. And then the parents mini. Okay, so there's an example there of session of images that I would do. 3 sessions there, 3 images there. Okay. I'm just wondering where my wrapped one is. It might be one of those ones that Lou's going, can you do a wrapped mini session? God, I haven't done it yet. Oh, there we go. Yeah, we now sent. I did have one brochure for the wrapped and everything else. Now I just have the 2. So yeah, there we go. Where are we? That needs changing. But it basically tells you that's it. Simple, really, really simple, concise. No messing.
What happens? Oh, sorry.
Go on.
What happens if a client arrives and baby is really unsettled?
Then I will wrap them to within an inch of their life and sort it out. the thing is, the difference that, I mean, how I approach that is very, very different to a full newborn session. Because with a full newborn session, what I'm aiming for is to do all the poses and do a proper flow. So I'll take as long as it takes to get that baby settled so that I can work with them on the table completely naked, hopefully, and get all the poses that the parents hope for. Okay, so I get the baby and I will do whatever I need to do. I won't actively try and get them to sleep. I'll do the unsoothing method. I'll do lots of things to get that baby ready for the session. With a mini, I don't have that luxury of that time, and I will not go into that because otherwise it stops being a mini straight away. So how I approach it has to be very, very different. So if I've got a baby that's unsettled, they're being wrapped, and I will do, I, because I know that I can, if I have to keep that baby wrapped, I know I can still create five very different images, even on the table, with a wrapped baby, because I've yet in 13 years had a baby that hated being wrapped and screamed anyway. When you wrap them well, they calm. It's as simple as that. If they are still screaming at you, then there's a problem, in which case you solve that problem, in which, you know, maybe they're breastfed and they need another top up. But even then, wrapping will almost always solve the problem, and then you can just crack on. So I've done quite a few of, I do more of the wrapped sessions than I do of the normal ones, I think, because there looks like a variety, a more bigger variety, and you've got the props involved, which I think parents like, even though it's all the same color. And I've yet to do one where the baby didn't just go straight off, and I could go 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, done.
Do you find that anyone books the newborn mini to have the images of baby on their own, and then book a separate parent baby session to have them in images for less?
No.
I don't think they wouldn't.
No. I tell you what I have had. I have had two or three who've come in for a mini session and then have bought wall art from one of the images. Yeah. No reason they can't do that. So I've had that two or three times, actually. I've sold one multi-aperture, which is over there. I've just put the five images in a multi-aperture, and I've sold two or three of these orbs with their favourite on. Because I'll talk about that. I mean, the thing is, some people just don't see the value in spending 3 hours and 30 images. They just need five. They're quite happy, and they can afford a full session. They just choose not to have one. Okay. They are usually the people who literally get in touch and go, I'd like to book a mini, please. They're not the people that we sweep up because they can't afford a full. So those people quite often are the ones that you can go, well, how about you pick your favourite and do that? And they go, oh, yeah, great idea. Because they've got the money. They just don't want 25 images or whatever, you know. So depending on where your client comes from or which price point they're coming from, you can sell the wall art, you know. And I'll sort of say, so if they are going, oh, yeah, good idea, I'll chat to them about it at the mini session. And then we can talk to them about it afterwards. But yeah, I mean, if they've come from a position of, oh no, we can't afford a full, okay, we'll have a mini, then I probably won't bother, because they're not going to, otherwise they would have booked a full.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be scared of, again, that option where they book two minis to get 10 images from Malay. I think it would be foolish.
Yeah.
For people to do that. So yeah. I don't think it's a risk. When following up, do you offer the mini? I find I send the full price and hear nothing back. And when asking if they have had the info, I don't hear back. This, maybe I can answer that. I would say I wouldn't follow up on people asking if they received the previous email, just because if they, it's almost like if they haven't received the first one, it's because if it's gone to spam and you follow up with another email, the second one will go to spam anyway. So probably a text message or so would be more appropriate. And the second thing, when following up, use those stages to nurture people. The first follow-up could be, do you have any questions? Send you all info. Do you have any questions? And then if you do use your minis, as a follow-up, just go straight into, you know, this is another option we offer if you're looking for something for a shorter session.
Yeah.
All-inclusive price, you get the five. This is how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't mention your mini until you know that they're not going to book a full because they can't afford it. Then you bring in your mini. But yeah, I mean, following up is an absolute must. And sometimes it will fall on deaf ears and you'll hear nothing back. Leave it. Nothing you can do without that.
No, but I think that is another, and this is not for me only. I hear so often, well, I don't follow up because I don't hear back from people. The vast majority will not get back to you, but it's the two or three who will that are worth the follow up because they'll book somewhere else, guaranteed.
But yeah, it doesn't matter what the session is. I mean, actually, I think Lou is very good at follow up, and I think she has about a 60% strike rate on getting people to book something. It's about how you do it. She's very courteous and she'll say, we just wanted to make sure you've got all the information you needed. And quite often you'll find when you follow up, people have actually inquired, especially now, with not just you, but with several others. They forget who they've inquired with. And then quite often you'll get, Lou will go, oh, somebody will go, oh, goodness, yeah, I absolutely do want to book. I'd completely forgotten. Thank you. And then they book whatever the session is.
And it's also more important if you do ads, because the moment they inquire with you with an ad, via an ad, they'll see other people's ads.
Yes.
So not following up means that you've paid for that lead and they might go and book somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you need to be quick off the mark as well, because otherwise you've just disappeared into the ether and they've forgotten about you.
They forgot. I'm like, where did you get that lovely template for the 5 images to promote the minis? We have 2 people asking that. The Facebook banner, I think.
Probably Etsy. And I also got the template for my PDF brochures from Etsy. So, yeah, it's a good place to go for all that sort of stuff.
How do you advertise them? Is it just on the website or in the sweep up, or do you actively promote them?
I do actively promote them occasionally, but I don't go mad. I'd much rather promote full sessions. Mostly they're on the website. I think every once in a while we'll pop. So I'm doing more full sessions, obviously, because that's the plan. But when I do one and I'm particularly happy with the images, I'll pop it on my Facebook page. But I don't want it to take the place of a full session, so I wouldn't go crazy about advertising it.
Even in terms of actual ads, I do sometimes, but I do them in a mixed ad. So it will be the full, the mini, and the reasoning behind that, and not always. The reasoning behind that is that the way Facebook works is that you interact or you engage with an ad, and you'll see the other ads in that campaign. So again, it's, oh, I see the prices on your ad. No, this is too much. I'll see the ad for minis then. Yeah. And that might be better. But every now and then I wouldn't do it all the time. No. What is the reasoning behind the slight price difference between wrapped and unwrapped minis?
It's the work involved for me. I know it's, and also I'm on the floor using more props. When I'm using the posing table, I'm sat on my bum. It's easy. Pop the baby down, throw a wrap over them and just influence their position and engage with them, or some light posing. It's less work, simple as that. Simple.
What do you use to create your flip books?
So what you do is you go on Etsy and you buy a brochure. I think I just put a newborn guide brochure. And there's loads of them. I think I paid about 30 quid for it. And it's all the PDF pages. And you change all the text and drop in your own images. And you can drag and drop and change it how you want. You then use Photoshop to create a PDF, which is dead easy under automation. And it just goes, does it for you. You then find the Flipbook website, which are the one I use, and there are a few, is PubHTML5. And you just drag the PDF in and it creates the flipbook. Simple as that. It's really simple, actually.
I like the one you show because there's no ads, I think, on that page, because there are a few websites with lots of weird ads that you don't want to send to your clients. Would you do a model call to get images to create the brochure, web page?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, I think I probably did do that. when I started doing minis. I think I probably did get some models in. I've also done a live, which is available in my group, of a live mini session. For those of you in my group, which showed the speed at which I could do it. Although I think I was on the dog bed then. Maybe I should do a new one. nobody's going to say no to that, are they? I get model in, because if you get a model in, there's no pressure on yourself. And also you can get your flow, you know, without the pressure. So you're getting some images, you're testing your poses and how it works. And then you've got images for promotion.
Let me see. Would you do minis for maternity too?
My maternity is a mini. It's the only one I do. Because I don't think women, I mean, I'm no Natasha Rince, God love her. I'm not into the whole huge gallery and loads. I don't think it's the same kind of thing. I think most women just want some keepsakes and to look amazing. So mine are, what are mine? I'll tell you in a sec. Hang on. I'll go and find the page. Maternity is literally, I need to update my images. I won't bother sharing it with you. I'm just trying to get the price. It is literally 195 for five images. Same as standard wrapped.
Normally as a range, obviously price is different for different people, but I would say minis between 150 to 20, something like that. Parents' one are a little more expensive, but just as a guideline.
Well, also, you know, it depends on how you're pricing your full session.
Your full session,
If your full session is 300 quid, you don't want your mini to be 200 quid because it's not enough of a difference, you know. But I'm averaging, my clients who do a full session are about £800. So 195 is very mini. But also, when you book a maternity, it's a half price newborn session fee when you book a maternity and newborn together.
Thank you for saying that. There should or there must be a difference in price, a noticeable difference in price between your full and mini.
Yeah.
The tendency sometimes is the opposite. It's like, oh, my five images are like 249 or 299, so I can go too low with the go low, because that's the point of doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is it. So if it's too close to the price, then you haven't got anyone, because nobody can afford anything. If they can't afford a full, then they can't afford a mini either. It's got to be, I mean, my session fee for a full newborn session is £80. So, you know, that's half a mini session straight away. But then they're expected to spend perhaps 300, 400, 500. I mean, most, like say 800 is roughly 800 to 900, you know. So, you know, if you can't price your minis low enough to make them very different from your full, then maybe your full isn't priced high enough.
Or you need to address issues with lighting and editing and all that.
Yeah.
So five tips, shooting, lighting and editing, five tips for minis.
Lighting is always the top tip, because lighting means that you can edit fast. If you struggle with your lighting, then I can help you with that. I've got a one-to-one online Zoom like this, where I will look at your shooting space and sort your lighting position out, because it's always about lighting position, isn't it? We can spend an hour thrashing that out for you. You can do that on the website if you want to. But lighting is the number one thing. Get your lighting right. And if you understand how to light a newborn's face, then you will be able to do any session easily and more quickly. For those of you who had subscribed, you will get this for free, but I'm just about today, later today, I'm going to upload the first of my lighting videos about how to light newborns on the posing table, which would cover you for the first mini that I do. And then I'm going to do containers in the next video. But lighting is the first one. If you can light correctly, then your editing is super quick. But overshooting and pricing has got to be vastly different. But also, don't, the amount of people I hear who say, well, I for my mini session, and then they show an example in a group, and they've got six containers and they've got the parents involved, and then all they're doing is just charging less for the same thing. It's not going to work. So it's not just about charging less for the same thing. It's about doing not the same thing. It's about doing something completely different product and then charging a lot less than your full product. So it's a very, very condensed version. So those are three things, really. Get your lighting right, sort your editing out, and the time it takes you to do it will then follow from there.
For the marketing, pricing side of things, and marketing especially, I would say, yes, promote actively your minis, but with a strategy. So don't do it all the time. Do it every now and then. Yes, you can advertise for them. If you do the ads, I would recommend a mixed ad with them. Make sure that, as Maddie said, the pricing is different, and then it's clear, the difference between the two, it's very clear. And do not send information about every single thing you sell the moment people inquire. Go for your full session, use minis as a follow-up, or if people say they can't afford it.
Yeah.
People who work with me know, because I mention this all the time. Two things you need to remember. Our attention span as adults is 32 seconds. Slightly lower for people with children. 32 seconds you have of your client's attention span. The second thing is, on average, people read 10% of what's on an email, on a page, on a PDF, and so on. So make sure that everything you send, all the information, is as clear and concise as what Maddie showed. Short, to the point, and clear in terms of expectations. This is what it's for. This is how it works. Any other questions? Or Maddie, anything, any comments from you? How do I book a one-to-one for lighting? I just
want to ask you. Okay, let me find the page. I'll get that up for you. So I'll just share this, actually.
If you have any last-minute questions, unmute yourself and make yourself known.
So if you go onto the four photographers bit here, there's the in-person training, wrapping masterclass, which is also a thing, workshop. I actually haven't got any. I need to take that off, Julia. Sorry. Online session.
I'll do that.
Thank you. This is how it works. It's 175 for an hour. And we will literally just Zoom chat in your shooting space and get your lighting sorted out. Oh, little cat, get off. No way, mate. Naughty bugger. Yeah, there you go. But you can see there. So that is on the website under the four photographers tab.
I'll put the link in the chat while you answer two questions.
Yes.
Do you find mini sessions are popular? If you need my help answering that question.
They are popular for those who are given the option when they've told us that they can't afford a full session. Does that make sense? So of those people who inquire for a full session or just a newborn session, please, who then discover they can't afford it, they then quite often will book a mini because they didn't know there was an option, because they didn't, because quite a lot of inquiries for my full sessions come through Facebook. How do we book a newborn session? Then Lou gives them the full pricing and they go, oh, I can't afford it. And then she goes mini and they go, oh, thank God, we can at least get something. So yeah, it works well that way. It's popular that way.
What I've noticed is that it depends in terms of how popular the minis are. If you find that you do an ad or you post on Facebook and so on and they don't sell, don't put too much effort, because you're still saturating your audience trying to sell something. And if you have to do that, try to sell a full session rather than a mini. So don't go all crazy trying to sell a mini. That would be my advice. Then we have, do you do you have a limit on how close another photographer is to come for training?
No.
Okay.
If you don't, come and get the best training there is, then you're only somewhere else. So, you know, I'd much rather be the one to train you.
How many sessions do you do per month, and what's the split full to mini? I guess it probably depends on the month.
Yeah, it depends on the month, time of year, blah, blah, blah. However, don't ask me that now, because I'm just re-establishing the business in a brand new area. So it's and obviously we moved right in the middle of a cost of living crisis. But I think I've only done two minis here. Most of the sessions I've done here have been full newborns. But it's usually about 20% of all sessions. Look at that little animal, little sod. I left the door open. That's why he's not supposed to be in here. it's usually about 20% of inquiries of those who book are minis, which is pretty much what I want.
Do you offer payment plans on the minis if they can't afford that much up front?
No.
I wouldn't do that unless you want to offer something like PayPal paying three, but really
to be honest, if they want a payment plan, then they can have a payment plan for a full session.
That's it. Yeah. There was one that I made. So when people inquire, do you send the flip book or PDF for prices? I think yes.
Yes.
Right away. Do you have the, in a mini, do you shoot enough for them to upgrade packages? We've answered that. No upgrades, no upselling, no IPS, no gallery sent. No, it's okay. I know you just joined. No need to be sorry. But no upgrades, no online galleries. You shoot for five. You edit five, you send them five. Can I ask, do you have the full session guide or brochure that you send to share so they can see? They can see that as well.
Yeah, of course. So I have two. I have the full guide, and then they have the pricing guide. Do you want to do the full? Well, I can do both, can't I? Hold on. Right. Open that one, and then I'll open that one. Right. So when someone inquires, this is what they get. Okay, they get the pricing guide. Okay. Same page again. Hello, thank you for booking, etc. Welcome. Session fee. After your session, we do IPS. And there are the prices. Okay. That's it. Okay. To the point. So pretty images, laid out nicely, not loads of bump, none of that. Because when somebody inquires, they want to know how much it's going to cost them. So that's what they get, how much it's going to cost them. When they book, they then get, hang on, let me move that out of the way, she says. I can't find, you know, there we go.
Find your way back.
Yeah, the Zoom thing was across my tabs. Okay, so when they book, they then get the full guide. Again, that, except I've changed it. The other one was thank you for inquiring. Thank you for inquiring. And on the full one is thank you for booking. So this is the one they get when they've booked. What to expect. Okay. Congratulations, blah, blah, blah. When the session happens, how hot it is, how to dress the baby, etc. How to prepare, keep your baby awake, delay her feed, sit back and watch, let her run the show. Please don't get in my face, basically. Sit down, let me do my job. What to wear, so for the baby and for parents and older children. Who can attend? Older children, grandparents, friends and family, more than one newborn. It's basically, no, you can't bring your friends, and no, I won't combine newborn sessions. Grandparents are welcome. And what happens after? So it's the ordering appointment, who can come to the ordering appointment, and wall art. Okay. And how I would like it you know, measure your wall, that sort of thing, and how I get paid, please. And then a reminder of all the prices and where we are. And that's it. Yeah. So nice and simple, but laid out easily, nice and clear. Annoying noise after a while, isn't it?
Oh, I like it.
So yeah, there you go. That's the so there's the two. There's the pricing when they inquire, and when they book, they get the full thing.
No, I have a.
I think the full thing is too much when all they want to know is the prices when they first inquire. Anyway, so.
Difficult question before we. One thing that I get a lot for maternity though, and I think it might be applicable to parents as well, is, oh well, you know, we don't like ourselves as women and so on. I don't feel comfortable choosing the images for the client because what if they don't like them? Your view on that?
Well, I did actually forget to say actually that for maternity we do things slightly differently. They get an online gallery, so I will shoot for 10 images, even though they only get 5. I will shoot for 10. They get an online gallery. They choose their 5, and then they're offered a reduced fee to buy 5 or all of the rest. Okay. And they get offered to book their newborn session for half the session fee.
So this is obviously keeping in mind that Maddie is not, for those who just joined, she's not doing full maternity session anyway.
Yeah, it's a set.
So the Mimi is the only thing she offers, basically. Is the PDF available to open on mobiles?
Yes. Yeah, it does. And it really well on a mobile.
Did you get those templates on Etsy? I think you said you did. Yeah. Do you just said this? I think we've answered this, but yeah, she does edit the 5 and choose them herself for anything newborn related.
Anything. I will never let a client see an unedited image. I mean, it's a bit like saying, oh, I'm going to make you a cake. There's the flour and there's the eggs. Oh, trust me, it'll look great. No, not that. Especially when I'm expecting them to part with hundreds of pounds. What I don't want is for them to come to their IPS and I go, oh, yeah, there's a bit of crap on his bum. Don't worry, I'll edit that. Really? I mean, I know that they can see fully edited images, but they want to see their fully edited images. You always present fully edited images, easy for me to say, at your IPS. Never half, never soft edits. No.
I really see a difference in sales with clients who don't do that when they have a viewing with not editing images. It does make a big difference.
Yeah, it does, because clients just can't see it. And also, if you've got a bunch of images that haven't been color corrected, or I've got half the backdrop that needs filling in, or the baby's still got baby acne everywhere, and you're putting it all in a piece of wall art and expecting to sell that, then you've mocked it up in ProSelect or something, the parents are going to be like, oh, it looks a bit shit though, doesn't it? You know. I mean, they want to see the final glowing product, you know. I mean, if you're just going to do shoot and burn, then, you know, they're not going to see them before they get the whole bunch via download anyway. But if you're going to do IPS, always, always, always do a full edit.
How do you do payment plans?
50% on the day and the rest over the next 2 months. So it's split three months, 50% on the day. You could do, I mean, I only do packages. So I would take the value of the bottom package, because they must have expected to at least pay that, right? Because they had the pricing beforehand. So the very least that they should be able to afford is your bottom package. So if you have to, that's your deposit, and the rest over the next 2, maybe 3 months, depending on how much the order is, I suppose.
Do you only sell full packages? I'm not sure about the question.
So I do. I'll show you if you like. Hang on. Where's my photo shoot. Let's see newborn. collections and packages. So three packages. And then there is more information for other products. And then we have wall art prices. It's a bugger photographing wall art. mini accordions, trifolio, folio box and album, the print box, and a 10 print bundle. But that's it. I don't sell digitals individually. And these are good for chucking in as incentives because these are such low cost to me that they're handy to just pop in to push people up to, you know, incentivize. Because you're not, you know, most, I've never sold one of them, you know, two of them on their own. People always sort of, it's nice to chuck them in because they're like £7 from Enphoto, those of you who don't know. And they're out on the desk and people freaking love them. They touch them and play with them and stuff. So, yeah.
When do you offer payment plans?
At IPS, if necessary. So, for example, if somebody's going, oh, you know, balking at the fact they, you know, I'm asking them to pay £700 for one of them, I go, well, listen, you were going to buy the top package anyway. Next month, put a bit more and you can have one of them. You know, you could, that's when you do it. But you don't go to and your IPS going, just so you know, before you do anything, we can always split payments. No, I want the money there and then, if at all possible. But if you've got clients who are like, just not going to that next bit, that it might be something you can do to incentivize.
With Mini, do you give them 5 or 3 colors to choose from? I can't remember what you said.
So I've got, hang on. I've got these. Now, I've got them in about 10 colours. They're the sets from original photo blocks. I've got them in about 10 colours with the pillow, and I know that for each one colour I've got, I can match fabrics, wraps and furs and headbands and bonnets to each colour. So if mum chooses any colour, I know that I can use this in the mini, in the wrapped mini, and then I can literally, like, chuck all the accessories and use it in all the props, right? Or I just ask her to choose one of my fabrics there hanging up if I'm doing a basic mini on the table. So I don't have to set up beforehand because I'm only doing one colour. So it's easy to just wait for her to arrive and then, what do you want? What colour do you want? And show her the mattresses for a wrapped mini, mm-hmm. or just pick a fabric for a standard mini.
Do you have any example using that mattress?
Yeah, because if you look, hang on. Let me find. Yeah, so this one, for example, let me share. There you go. So I've used the mattresses in there, and then I've used the pillow there and there. So you can see what I mean. The fact that mum chose the green mattress meant that I knew that I've got that green in every accessory necessary. So they all tie in. See? So that's basically what I've done there. And that would be the same for any of them. And I can recreate that with any of the colour mattresses that I've got. And of course, that is all part of the... See, what I don't want is for mum to choose a fabric up here for a wrapped mini. And she may choose a colour that I don't have all those accessories for. So the reason I restrict it to the mattresses is because I know that I've got accessories to match each one. So I can... again, less work for me.
I have a question about selling wall art, but I'll change the question slightly, which is, how do you are in an IPS, how do you ask the question about wall art? or products?
You don't. You do it way before IPS. On my website, it says, I sell wall art. This is what you're booking me for, is wall art. They then get a questionnaire when they book. And this is, of course, for in full session. They get a questionnaire, and it doesn't, you never ask a client. If you're asking them to spend money or make decisions, you don't ask a yes or no question because it kills it straight away. You don't go, do you want wall art? No, dead. That's it, dead. Go nowhere now. I say, what wall art do you like most? And then there's a selection of wall art. Which wall art do they like most? So they've got no choice but to pick one.
Okay. And don't put digitals in your digitals,
no, don't do that.
Or prints. you know they want that.
it's multi-aperture. It doesn't matter if that. I don't care what the answer is. It's not the point. The point is that I've put the idea of wall art in their head. I've told them that I'm expecting them to buy wall art. They now know that we're going to have a wall art discussion, right? Then I can go, okay, fine. They've said about multi-aperture, for example. Then in their session, when I'm on there and I've got all these lovely poses with baby, I can go, oh, how good would this set of images look on that? And they're in there, they're sat on that sofa and they're looking at all the wall art because there's loads of it over there as well. See, excuse the mess, right? There's loads of it over there as well. So they're sitting there and I'm going, how good would it look on there? And blah, blah, blah. And they're going, oh, wow, yeah, amazing. And I go and have a look if you want. So then they go up and they go and have a look at it. I go, oh, it comes in loads of frame options and blah, 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 right? Then when they come for their IPS, I go, you know, I said those images. Ta-da! And then on my pro select, I've mocked it up already. In fact, I've mocked it up and then stuck it in a living room. And that's part of the slideshow. See, with their images. So I've drip fed the whole wall art discussion from first contact. So there's no hard sell. Because also my top package comes with a £100 wall art voucher. So almost all my clients will pick up the top package and I go, brilliant. You can use your voucher. Which image is your favorite? And then they've got to say no, which is always a bit crappy for people. They don't like saying no. So I haven't said, are you buying wall art? I'm going, which is your image is your favorite?
Yeah. And this is something that it really helps you. What Maddy does with the questionnaire is so, so brilliant, because for you, you have to sell and you don't get yourself in a situation where I need to sell or any something or the 50 products I offer.
Yeah.
It's, I'm going to try and I go into my session knowing potentially what they want. That's what I'm going to try and sell rather than anything.
Yeah. Because if you wait until IPS and then go, do you want wall art? Suddenly that's a smack in the face and you're asking them to spend money that they had no idea that they haven't even thought about wall art. And they're going to push back at that. They're all day long going to go, oh, no, I'm spending enough money. I didn't expect to now be asked to spend another £500. But if you've already had the discussion and have drip fed it, okay, and if they already know that they get a wall art voucher with two of the packages, so you go, which one's your favorite? And then they go, oh, absolutely, I love that wall art. And then you can start having the discussion. There's no hard sell ever because you've done all the groundwork already.
Plus, it's very difficult if you ask people to spend the £500-600 and they need to make a decision there. They haven't thought about it on what to buy.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know. Do I want to spend it on this or that?
Yeah.
And then you get yourself in a difficult situation.
If you remember in my PDF, in the full PDF, it says wall art. When you consider your wall art, please think about the wall you're going to put it on, measure the wall space so that we can make sure we supply you with the right size. So again, you see, I'm telling them about the wall art in their full brochure. So at no point will me saying wall art at the end of the IPS be a surprise to them, which means they're not going to get the pushback.
Where did you get the heart ball from?
Original photo blocks.
Okay.
And yes, I know they're like gold dust, but it's worth waiting for.
I think we are done. We can let you go and I need to go and update the page on your website.
I need to put the new address on the brochures.
Thank you so much for being here. It was amazing.
Welcome.
And if there are other questions, I'll put the link to book the one-to-one in our app for those of you who are with me in the coaching. There will be a link, and I'm sure we'll organize something else at some point.
Yeah, I'd love to. No problem at all.
Thank you so much, Mandy. You're and welcome. Thank you, everybody.
Thank Have you. A great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.